We're told in B'chukotai Teilechu, Mitzvotai Tishmeru, if you go in the ways of God, everything will be good. And later on, we're also told that one of the things that will happen if all the good is happening to you, doing all the right things, is that God will get rid of Chayara Amina Aretz. He'll get rid of the wild animals from the land. There's, I think, two questions that we have to try to figure out. The first question is, what does that mean in B'chukotai Teilechu, if you'll walk in the ways? We don't walk in the ways. But what is it that we do in B'chukotai Tishmeru? I keep the laws of God. I don't walk in the laws of God. And what's the deal with the animals? What does that mean, that the animals will be gone from the land, the wild animals will be gone from the land? So the Ramban offers a machlokas in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. One opinion of the Gemara is that what's going to happen with the animals? The animals will be out of the land, meaning wild animals will no longer be existent in the land of Israel. So I don't have to worry about lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. They won't be there to attack. And that's this world that will exist, which sounds like a safe place. But the second opinion of the Gemara is much more radical. And that answer is that the animals will be in the land of Israel. They'll be there. But God will rewire the way they act, rewire the way they behave, so that they'll behave like calm, easygoing animals. So now, don't picture no more lions, tigers, and bears, but imagine lions as little kitty cats, and tigers and bears in the same way. They're all the same intensity in terms of what they appear, but how they act, they're acting a whole different way. What exactly is the understanding of the second opinion of the Gemara? I think to understand the second opinion of the Gemara, we also have to look at Im B'chukotai Teilechu. Rashi weaves in a small comment. He says, what does it mean? It's going to be as though you're back in Gan Eden. What does Gan Eden have to do with anything? Is that really what we, can we even achieve that? Is that even something that's possible for us to wrap our heads around, to fathom? Can that happen? This is an amazing, amazing answer. Such a beautiful answer by Rabbi Alex Israel. He says that the truth is that what we're aspiring to in our parashio, what we're aspiring to in the Tochacha is the brachos at the beginning, which are obviously much shorter. But in B'chukotai Teilechu, God says to us, if you follow my laws and you walk in the ways of Gan Eden the same way that Adam HaRishon walked in Gan Eden, that's fine. But do you know what it meant for Adam HaRishon to walk in Gan Eden? It meant two things. The relationship he had with God was not like the relationship that you and I have. It was a relationship where he was one that was able to talk to God. He was actually as if capable of walking with God. In B'chukotai Teilechu, we're walking in the ways of Adam HaRishon, going back to the very beginning of time, to the quiet serenity that surrounded us when we were living in Gan Eden. And when that happens, we also return to a new dimension as well. Adam HaRishon had complete dominion over the animals. The animals did not pose a threat to him at all. B'chukotai Teilechu tells us that there is a radical world out there waiting for us. And it's there. If we do all the right things, if we follow the ways of God truthfully, on the level that Parsha B'chukotai offers us, the ultimate bracha, more than anything else, is we're going to walk again like we walked in the days of Gan Eden, on such a super charged level of relationship with God, and in a way that the animals have no dominion over us at all. They are simply puppies in our hands. That's the gift. But the flip side is in B'chukosai Kimasu. If you despise my chukim, then you don't go back to Gan Eden, but you also don't live in the world that we're currently living in. It becomes so much more powerful, and the punishment becomes so much more magnified. God lays out the script, and he says, I'm begging you, take the path back to Gan Eden. Have a great day.